Fresco of a garden scene. Painted plaster, 1st century CE, excavated 1975, House of the Golden Bracelet, Regio 7, Insula 17. This painted fresco is 2 metres high and nearly 4 metres across, so it's a big stretch of wall, and except for a few white patches in the top right of the painting, is remarkably intact. It's quite a detailed image with several elements. Blue sky across the top, a band of thick garden vegetation in the background that fills the bottom 3/4 of the fresco, and in the foreground 2 pillars flanking a central fountain. There are birds of many kinds dotted around the picture, both in the sky and perched on branches, and among them appear to be a pigeon, a swallow, a magpie, and a dove. There's a human or godly presence too in the form of 2 faces, possibly masks, appearing to float in the sky, 2 sculptural heads upon the pillars, and 2 plaques or paintings resting on those heads, each depicting a reclining human figure, all typical sculptural elements of elite garden decoration. The thick vegetation incorporates several shades of green and many different kinds of foliage, including ferns, flowers, and fruiting plants. The central fountain consists of a fluted bowl on a pedestal, seemingly made of pale stone or marble like the pillars on either side. The sculpted heads on top of the pillars seem more human than godlike, with brown hair framing their gently smiling faces, and the one on the right has a moustache and beard. The disembodied faces or masks floating in the sky, however, are ghostly pale with flowing dark hair, and they have an ethereal, otherworldly quality to them. The plaques atop each pillar are white in colour, representing perhaps marble carvings or coloured cameo glass.